This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Well, today we're going to go into the hardcore alternative realm and look back to the 1980s, the dystopian wasteland of Reagan America.
Oh, no.
And look at Husker Du, Zen Arcade, which is turning 35 this year. It was released in 1984. So just a bit of background about Husker Du. They were formed in 1979 in a town called St. Paul, which is in Minnesota. And they were made up of Bob Mould, Greg Norton, and Grant Hart. And they began initially in a group called Buddy and the Returnables, which is a pretty cool name.
That's nice.
And they changed their name after listening to, apparently, they were listening to a Talking Heads song, Psycho Killer, and the story was that they couldn't pronounce the French bit in that song, you know, the kiss-kissé and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And they just began throwing around sort of any random foreign language words. And
Wait, what's that? Tom Tom Club?
No, that was Talking Heads, the kiss-kissé. Psycho Killer.
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I interrupted.
That's good. And it was here, someone shouted out the name of a popular a memory game, which was called Husker Du. Now, Husker Du is a combination of Danish and Norwegian, and it means, do you remember?
Oh, yes.
And the name stuck, and the band formed, and that was Husker Du. And in the next few years, they established themselves on the American sort of alternative rock hardcore underground circuit, with bands like Black Flag and the Dead Kennedys. They became very popular live act at the time. And they released an EP and an album in 1983, and that kind of definitely created some momentum. They were very popular on college radio stations at the time. And they just didn't rest on their laurels. They went straight back into the studio in 1984 and recorded their second album, Zen Arcade. And although they're very much known as this loud, noisy, hard rock sort of hardcore style, with each new release they were becoming more experimental with their sound, bringing in other styles, and that was definitely the case on here as well. Many people labeled this post-hardcore, which incorporated more kind of noise rock elements, post-punk influences, and the like, more melody, I guess, at times more poppy kind of stuff going on, but still obviously it retained that kind of hardcore rock style as well.
Yes.
And the sessions for this album, they only lasted 40 hours. It was all done very quickly. They recorded 25 songs for this record, and most of those were done in one take. So it was pretty much rapid fire, get it done, get it out. And they made the decision that they'll make this a double album because it was so long.
Yeah.
They ended up putting 23 of the 25 songs they recorded onto the album. And lyrically speaking, actually, the album, it's a bit of a concept album. It tells the story of a young man who runs away from home to escape a miserable and abusive, boring home life. Mm. And he joins the military, he turns to religion, and it just follows little changes in his life as he goes along on his journey. So, yeah, it's a bit of a concept album in many respects. So we're going to start with a track, with the opening track, actually. It's called Something I Learned Today. And this is kind of typical of your early classic Husker Du sound, very fast, heavy, lots of guitars. And this actually, incidentally, was one of only two songs on the album that wasn't recorded in one take. So there you go.
I'm
Brilliant.
Quick, snappy, over, done.
Crisp and husky do.
That's what we like. Straight to the point.
We've got a text in. Fun fact, saw Bob Mould at the Glue Pot.
Hey, the Glue Pot.
Yes, the Glue Pot used to be in Three Lamps for those of you who never had the chance to go there. I mean, I didn't, but...
I think I would have been about 5 or 6 when it closed.
I was a little tiny baby.
But I lime scooted past it on Saturday night, where it used to be.
The ghost. It's now a hair salon.
I know, crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, well, that would have been cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Okay, well, the next track we're going to play is a track called Newest Industry. This is track number 18. And yeah, it's a good example of the musical growth they kind of showed on this record. There's more melody on here and the guitars and the vocals, more poppy in places, I guess. But we're still retaining that kind of hardcore style.
Hello everyone, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm here with Sam Smith doing anniversary albums.
Hello.
We've got Huskadoo's Zen Arcade, we just played Newest Industry, and we've had someone call up and correct us on the old Glue Pot. Apparently it isn't just a hair salon, it had it upstairs as well, which was turned into apartments, so it was like a huge
interesting
area, and he said it was just wonderful, you could like go and smoke out the back and stuff, and like...
Cool.
And it was a great local spot, which is unfortunate because I would have loved it if the Glue Pot still stuck around.
I lived
around Three Lamps. Yeah. Some people were trying to tell me that it's not a Three Lamps, but I actually lived in Herne Bay. So
some people have geography problems.
It's all good. But thanks for texting in anyway. It's always good to know. I need to go to a wee little breaky.
Let's do that.
And then we're going to conclude anniversary albums.
All right.
Cool.
95 BFM, The Tuning Fork and Under the Radar present Southern Fork Americana Fest, October 10th to the 20th at The Tuning Fork. New Zealand's greatest Americana Roots Festival is back for its sixth year and better than ever, featuring
The Felice Brothers, Pokie LaFarge, Tammy Nielsen, Johnny Fritz, Joshua Headley,
and many more. The Southern Fork Americana Fest, October 10th to the 20th at the Tuning Fork. For full lineup and tickets, go to southernfork.co.nz.
Ooh, tasty.
Yeah, hemp brownie.
Whoa, funkadelic, dude. Didn't know you're a stoner. Got the munchies?
Do you even know what hemp is?
Ceres Organic's new raw bites are here. Superfood hemp brownie, fragrant magic ginger featuring functional mushrooms, and New Zealand's first vegan savoury raw bite, the tomato superb. Certified organic by Biogrove, the gold standard of organic certification in New Zealand. No artificial flavours or additives in sight. Ceres Organics Raw Bites. Go to ceres.co.nz.
In the market for a cleaner, healthier home? Craft Homes is your first choice. They work with you from design to project completion for a home that's minimum impact, maximum efficiency. Building Homestar 6 homes through to Passive House standard, Craft Homes are smarter, more energy efficient, and built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Don't just build a home. Build a more sustainable future. Craft Homes. Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz. A group of emperor penguins huddled close, moving together in synchronized waves. This is Universal Harmony.
Radiating togetherness with positive energy. This is Universal Harmony.
As wholesome as fresh sliced sourdough and as empowering as winning a prize at school assembly. This is Universal Harmony.
Tuesday nights from 10 till midnight are reserved for Universal Harmony with Dr. Snickers, only on 95 BFM.
Putting the bubble back in your moe. That's Universal Harmony.
Kia ora, babe. This is Morning Glory with Geneva. My name's Geneva. What's up? hope your Monday's going well. I'm here with my boy, Sam.
Your boy.
Sorry. I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm having a good time. I think it might be from the energy drink that I just had.
Probably.
Because now I have a lot of energy.
Shout out Red Bull. Energy. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't think so.
Okay, sorry.
Red Bull, I'd like some money if I'm going to say Red Bull.
Exactly.
$10,
so,
please.
So, we're going to talk about the reception of the Legacy.
You owe me $30.
It didn't sell very well, this album.
What?
No, because apparently the record label only pressed around 5,000 copies and it was out of stock for months, further delaying sales. So, obviously, it didn't chart. So that's a shame.
But I mean, I'm not actually surprised.
Not really. I mean, this is very college-y underground alternative for the time.
Yes.
Despite this, it received universal critical acclaim. Rolling Stone magazine called it the closest hardcore would ever get to opera. Make what you will of that.
Okay. What, like, it's tragic?
I guess so. Maybe the conceptualization, the story.
Sophistication.
Rock opera, you know, the whole concept album thing.
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know. Rolling Stone.
Get it, Rolling Stone.
many named it as one of the albums of the year as well, which led to the band getting a major label attention, and they ultimately signed with Warner in 1985. So there you go.
Oh,
they
cool.
got a record label, a record deal with a major label out of it. Its legacy has only grown in time. Rolling Stone, again, voted it the 33rd best album of the 1980s. Spin Magazine voted it the 4th best alternative album of all time. As for the band themselves, they released 4 more albums before disbanding in 1988 due to drug abuse problems and business differences and the like.
Mm.
Bob Mould, although of course, he's gone on to have a very successful career, both in other bands. He was in a band called Sugar. He's had a very successful solo career on his own. And Husker Du remain one of the more popular alternative bands of the 1980s and that whole hardcore scene, that is for sure. So, we're going to finish on that note with track number 17. It's called Pink Turns to Blue, and it's considered one of Husker Du's best songs. Pitchfork even named it in their list of 500 best songs since punk rock began.
Mm.
And it's a classic tune.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam, and I'll see you next week. Actually, I'm not going to see you next week.
Oh, you're going away.
I'm going to be on Rangi Toto Island. Oh, I actually haven't told Sarah that yet. I'm going to be on Rangi Toto, sorry. But anyway, I'll see you
in
the following
weeks,
week.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.